CGTV.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but I can't light a cigarette, first of all. That's the first thing I hate to tell you. You're listening to a guy who doesn't know how to properly light a cigarette. And for whom the dogs start barking as soon as he turns on his camera. Nice symphony. Perfect. Second thing I gotta tell you is that everything's dying. Just like that light that just went off. Everything's dying. That dog, I think it just died. Yeah, this could be construed as bad news. You could take it that way. Look at that. Look at that cigarette. You ever seen a cigarette like that? And as soon as we're born, we start to die. But I think that as the world gets crazier, more hyperactive. Dog came back to life. How about that? I just named the dog Lazarus. Damn dog. As the world gets crazier, it thinks that it's uber alive. Humanity, with all its technology, all its philosophy, all its religion, all its politics, thinks that it is uber alive. Some people get this. Some people actually think that today is the best time to, wait for it, be alive. Quiet, Lazarus. But this is the scariest time to be alive, actually. It's the most dangerous day there's ever been in the history of the human race. Don't worry, I'm going to turn a corner here because I got some good news for you in conjunction with this. Well, I don't know if it's in conjunction with it. Let's just say it's apart from it. That information is this. And I say this based on having watched my dad die. Yeah, my dad got lung cancer. He was staying at his sister, at my sister's house, who also happened to be his daughter. And hospice came in and explained to us the processes of death, different stages of the body shutting down. And actually, we go through this every night. Yes, we have a near-death experience every evening. Don't know if you realize that. 4 a.m., 4 o'clock a.m. is called the blue hour. It is the time during the night when your heartbeat is at its slowest rate, your breathing is at its slowest, and you actually come the closest to death. Yes, you have a near-death experience every night. You know how it is before you go to bed? You kind of have to prepare yourself. You get your sleeping clothes on, or if you're like me, you just crawl into bed as God made you. And ideally, your thoughts start to wind down. Ideally. Some people can't sleep because their thoughts just can't wind down. But ideally, you start to let go of the day. Let go of your hopes, your dreams, your anxieties. And you slip toward sleep, which is a parable, a metaphor of death. I started this happy little show by telling you that we are all dying. Yes, the minute we come out of the womb, we are mortal creatures. But here's some spiritual information for you. I'll redeem myself by telling you this, that as the world gets more infatuated with itself, we get less infatuated with it. Why? Because we are advancing spiritually. Paul says that even if the outward man is decaying day by day, nevertheless the inward man is being renewed day by day. So as we are becoming spiritually renewed, I believe, if my experience is any pattern of other members of the body of Christ, that we start to depart from this world. Yes, and I'm drawing the analogy of actual death. When my dad was dying, he started to depart from the world. We who have an expectation of another life beyond this madhouse, I believe, again, if my experience is any pattern, that we become less interested in the things of the world, that the things of the world to us grow strangely dim, the dying go into themselves, they don't want to be disturbed, they usually curl up in the fetal position. They don't want to be bothered. They're going inward, 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 inward. And I don't know this for a fact, but I've heard that it's not exactly unpleasant. Because for some people who have lived life constantly racing, constantly striving, it's the first time in their life, ironically, that they have been able to let go. I heard a story once of a businessman, type A, who was on a business trip flying somewhere, and the plane developed a problem. I don't know, the left engine fell off or something, the right wing fell out. I don't know what it was, but everybody thought the plane was going to crash and they were all going to die. Well, they didn't. The plane somehow landed safely, but this man's testimony was that he felt such incredible peace because for the first time in his life as a type A businessman, he felt like he was out of control. And all his responsibilities, all his worries, all his vexations in life fell away in that 30 minutes where he thought he was a goner. And he said it was actually the most amazing relief he'd ever felt in his life. Whether he was able to translate that, great if he could, translate that to his regular life once the plane landed, I don't know. Ideally, yes, he learned a lesson that maybe God gave him that experience so that he could loosen his grip on this world. What I'm telling you is that we who have spiritual insights, spiritual intuition given us by God, we find ourselves, at least this is what I'm hearing from other members of the body of Christ, getting less and less interested in the world. We find ourselves curling up metaphorically in the fetal position and not wanting much to do with anybody or anything in this world because they're all crazy. Most of them are nuts. Most of the world has no spiritual sensibilities, not the religious ones, not the worldly ones. Oh, that was better light. That's how a cigarette's supposed to look, right there. So, I think the more spiritual we become, the more insights God gives us, the less attractive the world is. And we pull away from it. And I think it's natural. I don't think it's anything to be alarmed about. I think it's actually a good thing. I think it's spiritually sensible. I think it's spiritually inevitable. To the point where John, the writer, I think it's 1 John says that we are to hate the world. Strong statement there, buddy. But I believe it. A hatred of the world, of the world's desires, of the world's priorities. They're not our desires and they're not our priorities. We have different desires now and different priorities. The psalmist says that the Lord gives us the desires of our heart. I've always looked at that word desires there as a verb and not a noun. He doesn't give us the things that we desire, but he gives us the desires. He gives us what we are to desire, and we desire spiritual realities, not earthly trinkets. And this is a good thing. So if you feel yourself becoming more and more of a stranger on this earth, if the people seem far less interesting to you, if you have a less and less of a desire to mingle with the crazy people on this planet, then I think it's an indication that God is drawing you closer to Him. The closer you get drawn to God, the less the world will attract you. I find it happening with me. It's sometimes alarming. You wonder, what's happening? The things I used to like to do, I don't like to do anymore. The things that used to bring me pleasure don't bring me pleasure anymore. You tend to ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Well, I'm here to tell you, nothing's wrong with you. In fact, a lot of things are right with you. So, let it happen. Don't fight it. But to be honest with you, it's not real comfortable, because I think that the final years of Millennium 6 for us will be sad. It's as though we're on a death march, but we're not marching toward death. No, not at all. We're marching toward life. We have an expectation that the world doesn't have, but this puts us out of step with the world. Boy, to be occupied with spiritual things. Yeah, that's the ideal. I'm going to have to take some time off. I wanted to tell you that. I'm going to take a few days, maybe a week. You're not going to be getting a show. For those of you who are subscribers to my YouTube channel, I might run some greatest hits. If you want to find those, you won't be notified. You'll have to go to my website, martincenter.com. The best thing to do is subscribe to my website. Go to martincenter.com, my homepage, and subscribe to that. Because then you'll get all my emails. And I will be emailing a greatest hits video to my website subscribers. But the YouTube subscribers won't be getting it. Yeah, I've done 5 days a week for 8 months, 147 shows on MCTV, and I need to stop for a little bit. And it's no longer a thing where I have a choice. I'm burdened, you know, and I have to stop for a little bit. It'd be nice if I could do this regularly. Take a little break regularly, but I don't. I keep forging ahead until I have to stop for my own spiritual and mental well-being. So that's the sitch. I wanted to tell you this, that I'm going to be at a conference in Richmond, Virginia. This is official now, on Saturday, May 11th, and I'm going to bring this dog with me so it can bark throughout the conference. It's a one-day conference. I'm the only speaker. I'll probably talk 5 or 6 times. The conference will begin at 9:30 a.m. on Saturday, May 11th in Richmond, Virginia. I'm going to give you a contact name and number here, but I can't see it because I don't have any light. It's at the Four Points Sheraton Airport, near the airport. Four Points Sheraton. And the address is, oh boy, I can't see anything. 4700 something. Is there any light around here? I'm going to go into my, I'm going to take you into my headquarters, my laundry room. So join me. I'm going to walk over to my laundry room and give you some more details about this. I have a contact name and number for you. I would love to see you there. Hopefully this is the last conference I will ever do. I used to travel a lot. I've done hundreds of conferences in the last 20 years. But I hope this is the last one because I hope we're out of here. I hope the body of Christ is snatched away. I do. Here we go. Thanks for bearing with me. Let me switch the viewpoint here. This is my headquarters. Some of you have never seen it. This is where I did the Revelation series, the last parts of it anyway. There's my muse, Judy Garland. There's my trusty microphone. Here's a mug given me by a fellow member of the Body of Christ. I'll show you that. Very inspiring. There it is if you're watching the laundry cam. All right, this is where I want to see you. I want to see you at the Four Points by Sheraton at Richmond, Virginia, by the airport. The man to text if you want to come to the conference. Tell him you're coming. If you have any questions, James Huff, H-U-F-F. You can text him at 804-274-0577. Text him, tell him you are coming, and we are going to fellowship on May the 11th in Richmond, Virginia. Four Points by Sheraton, Richmond Airport, 4700 South Laburnum Avenue, Laburnum Avenue. Again, James Huff, contact 804-274-0577. I hope to see you there. It'd be great if you could be there. I want to meet you. I want to see you. I will be back when I can be back. I hope it won't be too long. Go to martinzender.com. I will be back when I can. When I can, I will be back. Go to martinzender.com. Subscribe to my email list. You will get my newsletter every Sunday called the ZWTF. Some of you maybe who are YouTube subscribers may never have heard of that. You don't know that I write a newsletter. I do. I have 400 newsletters on my website. Go there. You'll be stunned and amazed. You'll be stunned and amazed. In the meantime, I love you all. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. And I will see you on the other side of this video.